Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with the most interesting and important stories from the WVIA newsroom. Today, Lackawanna County is still trying to replace one of its commissioners. One of Pennsylvania's senators offers some thoughts on the Trump administration's tariffs. And Scranton had a surprise guest at a weekend protest. It's Tuesday, April 8th. Let's get you up to date. First, we have a different Lackawanna County story from WVIA's resident office correspondent, Haley O'Brien. A new Chili's Bar and Grill is now open for business in Lackawanna County. As Haley O'Brien reports, the restaurant is full of Chili's nostalgia and pays homage to the office.
Walk inside and you'll be greeted by a chalkboard mural created by the original Chili's artist from the early 2000s. Tile tables and vintage artwork make it a Chili's stuck in 2005, the year The Office made its premiere. Vice President of Operations BJ Renteria says this is the most unique Chili's.
Really excited about this partnership with this amazing TV show that featured Chili's in a couple episodes, and we really wanted to embrace it and bring it to life.
Venture to the back of the restaurant and you'll find a well-lit booth that looks like it's right out of a TV set. The set in which actors from The Office sang the Baby Back Ribs jingle and accepted Dundee Awards. An awesome blossom and a few margaritas are stuck to the table just as props. This is the only Chili's with awesome blossoms on the menu. That's a deep-fried onion. Michael Scott ordered his extra awesome. Mari Potis from the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce says fans still visit 20 years later.
There's new generations, always new fans of the show, and they want to be a part of it, and there is a real place to actually connect you to the show. And Chili's is just another addition to that.
In Lackawanna County, I'm Haley O'Brien. WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley, for that report. Now, while that grand opening was happening yesterday, Lackawanna County still does not have a replacement for former Commissioner Matt McGloin. McGloin resigned 6 weeks ago, and there's a court battle over how to replace him. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk explains where that process stands now.
The Lackawanna County Democratic Party thinks its use of a time-honored process to replace McGloin worked. The party filed paperwork Monday urging the court to stick with that. The party screened 18 candidates, narrowed the list to 3 in late February, and says the county judges should pick one, just as the county's governing law says. County Commissioner Bill Gaughan wants the judges to start over. He wants them to get new applications and interview new candidates. He says the county party settled on its 3 without interviewing anyone, including his choice. He's using a state judicial rule for filling vacancies to argue the judges should start over. The Democratic Party says that rule doesn't apply. The court is scheduled to hear arguments in 2 weeks and will decide after that. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So if you've been listening to the news at all lately, you know that global markets are still grappling with President Donald Trump's tariffs. They've generated economic shockwaves, but U.S. Senator Dave McCormick says worried Pennsylvania voters need to give things some time. Chris Potter has more for WVIA.
McCormick was in East Pittsburgh Monday morning, visiting a next-generation battery manufacturer that's one of the region's economic success stories. But he acknowledged that many Pennsylvanians had concerns about the economic impact of Donald Trump's tariffs, especially on global stock exchanges, where falling prices and confusion about Trump's goals have erased trillions of dollars in value. McCormick urged fearful voters to take a big-picture look at the disruption. He said the tariffs were part of a broader agenda to tilt the economic landscape in favor of U.S. manufacturing.
Let's see how things play out here in the next couple days, in the next few weeks. But the essence of the tariffs, which is to try to bring fairness make sense, and now they've got to be executed in a way that's ultimately going to be good for Pennsylvania, good for the country, and that's what I'm watching.
McCormick said he did not support an effort to reassert Congress's power to set tariff rates. He said that would limit Trump's ability to negotiate with trading partners. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.
And finally, in case you missed it over the weekend, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was the special guest at a hands-off rally in Scranton on Saturday. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has more from the Electric City.
That's the rich, take it back.
Nancy Pelosi joined thousands of people across the United States who took to the streets on Saturday to protest Trump administration policies. The Democratic Congresswoman was not at home in California or in Washington, D.C., but in Scranton, where she was making a private visit for the wedding of a late friend's grandson.
Well, if I were not here right now, I'd be in a rally with my daughter in San Francisco. But I'm here today for a personal reason.
The personal quickly gave way to the political, as the woman who once wielded the powerful speaker's gavel brandished a microphone. Pelosi took aim at policies that she says would benefit billionaires at the expense of programs that serve ordinary Americans.
This time they want to add $4 trillion to the national debt, even bigger tax cut for the rich. Every Republican in Pennsylvania voted for that bill, including your member of Congress here.
That was a reference to Luzerne County Republican Rob Bresnahan, a freshman House member elected last year. Bresnahan has said he opposes gutting Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. Bresnahan says the budget resolution he voted for never mentions cutting Medicaid and that it's only a first step in fashioning a budget. Pelosi was unconvinced.
Every Republican in Pennsylvania, no matter what they say when they came home, voted to cut Medicaid by $800 billion.
In Scranton, I'm Roger Dupuy.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org or on the WVIA mobile app. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Up to Date today. I'm Sarah Cinto, and if you want to stay in the know, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday. You can stream on WVIA.org, queue up the WVIA mobile app, or subscribe wherever you find your favorite podcasts. By the way, it's Tuesday, so if you're a News Notes subscriber, you've got a fresh newsletter waiting for you today. Check it out for even more local stories. And if you haven't subscribed yet, all you have to do is go to WVIA.org. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.